Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, baby. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Up State, the four most electrifying hours in sports talk entertainment you're going to find anywhere on the planet at 6 o'clock in the morning. Starts right now. Howdy, people. How do you do? Welcome in. Great to see you. Hey, talk to you. Nah, have you listening to us and then potentially interacting with the show at some point? Whatever you want to say, it's great to have that. Thanks for being here. Hope you're well. Goodness gracious. Oh, me, oh, my, oh. What a day we have got lined up today. What a day we've got lined up. Because college football has been spectacular. We have got the NFL. You know what? Let me just jump right in. First off, I'm Rob. Hi. Second off, that's Alonzo. Hi, Zo.
Hello.
How are you, man?
I am awesome.
I'm so glad to hear that. I would like to bring Alonzo in very quickly because I got in this AM and I started putting the outline of the show together. I do most of my prep the night before. And then after I go through and do the prep, the next morning I come in and I put the outline of the show together, which is pointless because we don't ever follow it, but at least it's there. So I come in, I put the outline together, and usually what I try to do is the night before I come up with, here's the things that I want to talk about, but then you've got to put the radio spin on them, right? Like, you've got to take, oh, I would like to talk about another rookie quarterback got placed into a dumpster fire of a franchise who has now seen his head coach get fired in his first one or two seasons. And that is the point that we're going to get to in a conversation later on today. But then you gotta spin it for the radio. You gotta put a little chef's kiss, a little touch on it to make it more compelling than just going, hey guys, another rookie quarterback got drafted by an absolutely ass-tastic team that got their head coach fired within the first 2 years. And I'd like to give you the list of other quarterbacks that has happened to over the years and see if we notice a bit of a pattern. But how do you say that in what we in the biz call a tease? So I got in this morning. I was putting down the news about not one but two Monday Night Football games last night with not one but two shocking results for different reasons. The Washington Commanders had every, possibility, it was a probability that they win that game last night, but they forgot how to hand off a football. And Chicago was able to go get the win. By the way, them same Chicago Bears that Rob Brown told you preseason, maybe you want to keep an eye on this squad, 3-2 at this point. So maybe there's a little something there. Maybe Rob knows the ball. But the Commanders get the win. But that's not even the shocking thing. That was one of the two shocking things. The other shocking thing
was that Josh Allen, he's down to just two now. From a record high of four back in week two.
That is generous. He got, giving him two.
It got hacked. I cut it in half.
Dude.
He was Josh Allen as of 2 days ago. Now it's just Josh Allen.
The rest of this game about a half hour or so ago. He's just Josh again.
So I want to talk about what the hell's wrong with the Buffalo Bills. And we will get to that here in just a little while. But obviously, the shocking thing about that wasn't just that the Atlanta Falcons upset the Buffalo Bills last night, because I don't think Atlanta's a bad football team either. The shocking thing about the Atlanta Falcons beating the Bills last night, it was that they like pretty much beat that ass from start to finish. I mean, Buffalo made it a little spicy and dicey at the end. But by and large, Atlanta was in control of that contest from start to finish.
You mean that team with no offensive line?
That team with a defense that is constructed out of 1 to 3 wet paper towel rolls.
Yeah, it's
that
it's,
defense, that offense, yes.
It's part of the game. Sometimes you have injuries.
Now, we're going to circle back around, and I will give you all the time that you want to poop on the Bills, because that isn't what I'd like to get to here. What I would like to get to here is, as I was in this morning, reacting to those two Monday Night Football games, putting the show outline together, and trying to come up with a little radio kiss to give it something compelling, to give it something entertaining beyond just saying, hey, here's what I'd like to say right now. As I sat in the office and I was putting together on our live stream our little ticker that runs down at the bottom that kind of gives you a little tease of what is going to be discussed on the radio program today, Lonzo walked into the office. Now, when Zoe walks into the Fortress of Nerditude in the AM, there's one of two ways that our morning starts. The first is, as I am trying to grow and evolve, adapt as a person. And one of the things that I am trying to learn how to be comfortable with is that silence is okay. It's okay for things to be quiet. You don't have to say, hey, buddy, how you doing? All the time. Sometimes you can just acknowledge you're here, I'm here, we're here, we're about to spend 4 hours talking to each other. We don't have to go through the platitudes in the AM. Hey man, how was the drive? How's the weather? How's the wife? Like, you don't have to do all that. So I'm trying to get better about that. And sometimes Zoe walks in and we just don't say anything. It's understood. I'm glad you're here. I hope you're well. I hope you had a good drive in this morning. We're about to talk to each other for 4 hours. We don't need to say anything. Or when somebody walks in, or when Zoe walks into the Fortress of Nerditude when I'm getting the show set up, one of us will make an observation or a discussion about something from the day before. It may be a little smart-ass quip. It may be an astute and deep and profound observation about something we saw yesterday. But we say something connected to something that we saw yesterday. And so when Zoe walked into the room, he started the day by saying what, Lonzo?
Who's the best team in the NFL?
Yeah. I believe if I recall correctly, I believe what you said is, who's good in the NFL right now? I believe the question was, who's good in the NFL right now? And that is amusing. Because as I put the show together this morning, one of the topics that I wrote down on the tablet, one of the things that is actually in the little headline ticker running across the bottom of the screen this morning, telling you what we're going to discuss on the show, is I have no idea. We have no idea who's good in the NFL right now. Like, we talked 2 weeks ago about college football, and I pointed out that at the time, 2 weeks ago, college football had, I think, the first Macho Man Randy Savage weekend where the cream raises to the top, yeah. And it felt like we started to get a bit of a picture about who are the contenders and who are the pretenders in college football. And I think it started to, I think it started to shake out a little bit. We started seeing teams like Alabama. Oh, maybe they're a good team. Hell, Ole Miss is 6-0. We're halfway through the season. It took almost halfway through the season. Oh, we're halfway through the season? That made me sad unnecessarily.
We're also a third of the way through the NFL season.
Yeah, but that's not as impactful as we are halfway done with college football. Like, we're halfway done. Anyway, we started to see the shakeup. LSU. It's like, ah, maybe they're not as good as we thought with the loss to Ole Miss. Georgia took the L to Bama. They're not the juggernaut we thought they might be. Hey, maybe this Ole Miss team really is finally a good squad. Hey, turns out Rob Brown got completely and totally bamboozled, hoodwinked, and swindled by Penn State. Hey, remember though, because although I did say that Penn State was going to be good, I also told you Indiana's not a joke this year with Fernando Mendoza. And now he's a Heisman Trophy, not just a Heisman Trophy frontrunner. He's the Heisman Trophy
frontrunner. And lucky them, they don't play Ohio State in the regular season.
They do not. But I'll tell you this right now. They went on the road and beat Oregon. Tell me Indiana can't win the Big Ten this year. They absolutely can.
They
can. It'll be a ball out.
They can't.
See, I don't think your team is as dominant as you are portraying them to be right now. You wouldn't have said Indiana could go to Oregon and beat the Ducks either.
I thought the Ducks were overrated, but you know.
Yeah, I don't. But the point is, we started to see it set a little bit, right? Like, it's like one of those toys you had as a kid. Well, I'm making this up. It's like a toy that maybe you had as a kid where you got a big thing of water, and inside of it is like, you know, there's like oil, then there's like water, then there's like sand, then there's like rocks, and you shake it up and it's all jumbled. But over time, it starts to settle. The big rocks go down, and then the sand sifts in, and then the water, and then the oil rises up, you know, and you get all these different multicolored substances that stack. But it takes some time to get there. That's kind of what college football was. I would like to say that that's about the time we're at in the National Football League, with most teams having played 6 games and a few having their bye and playing 5. But who are the best teams in the NFL right now? Because as of right now, it's obviously not the Bills. They've lost 2 in a row going into the bye week. Is it the Patriots? Are the Patriots the best team in the NFC or in the AFC East right now? They're 4-2 with a win over the Bills. They are on the top of that division right now. Are the Pittsburgh Steelers actually a good team? Or are they doing that thing that they do every year where they get Mike Tomlin to the no losing seasons mark and then they kind of tail off down the stretch? I don't know. Are the Jacksonville Jags actually good? I think so. They're at 4-2 right now. But they also just lost to Seattle. But wait, is Seattle good? They're 4-2, but so are the 49ers. The 49ers 4-2 and without Brock Purdy, with Mac Jones. But are they actually good? I don't know the answer to that. What about the Packers? The Packers spent 3 weeks looking like the most dominant, complete, and complimentary team in the National Football League, and then they stank for the last 2 weeks. What about the Eagles? The Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. They were supposed to run it back. Not a bad football team at all. They're also 4-2, but they're 4-2 with back-to-back losses to the Broncos and OBT Dubs, the New York Football Giants. Are the Eagles good? I don't know. There is right now, there is one team. Hey, you know what? Scratch that. I'll even stretch to give you two. There are two teams right now that you're like, maybe them? And those two teams right now are, as we all predicted, the most dominant teams in the National Football League. As we all predicted. Tampa Bay and Indianapolis. The 2-5-1 teams, as we all knew, well, the Bucs and the Colts setting the standard and the pace for the NFL.
I kind of did predict that.
To win the division, you did not see a 5-1 most dominant team in the AFC Colts. Don't tell me you did.
To win the division, you've got to be at least dominant in your division, which might make you dominant in the NFL.
And that's not why I said you didn't see a dominant in the AFC. So you may have said that.
You just find in a way to not let me some credit.
No one that thought. I'm giving you credit. You picked the Colts to finish. By the way, I'd like to be very clear. Second in their division.
Oh, true.
But so don't sit here and be like, oh, clearly picked them to win the division. No, you didn't, and I didn't either.
I did pick Danny Dimes to do well there.
You did. I'm going to give you credit because
I did pick Tampa Bay to win the division.
You said the Colts were going to be better than I said the Colts were. That is true.
Well, everyone
you
said picked Atlanta them. Coming into this, and it still could be.
You picked the Colts to be better than I picked the Colts. That's fine. You picked him to be second in the division. So, like, we're not going to victory dance that we nailed it on the Colts here.
So I knew ball accidentally?
No, you didn't know ball. You had him to come second in the division.
Okay. All right. Then they still might.
Behind the 2-3 Texans.
Right.
So, like, no.
It's the NFL. I am curious, though. Have you looked up the odds to see if the odds have shifted as to what it was before?
Which one? Super Bowl, AFC Championship? Which one do you want?
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl odds. I know that they have moved quite a bit. Last week, if I recall correctly, the Buffalo Bills, despite the Week 5 loss, the Buffalo Bills were still the either the favorite or right at the favorites to go to and win the Super Bowl this year. Let's see. This is tough because obviously they haven't posted a lot
since
last night.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can get on the BetMGM site, if I can get the live odds as of this AM, because I am curious as well. Like, because the thought for me would be in this spot, the Colts and the Buccaneers are right now the two most dominant teams in the National Football League. But I also don't think there's a snowball's chance that those two teams are the shortest odds to win the Super Bowl. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. After last night, this is as of... Nope, let me let BetMGM... I got to see what BetMGM updates. This can't be right. They've got the Bills at 6-1, the Chiefs at 6.5-1, the Lions at 7.5-1, the Packers at 8-1, the Eagles at 10-1, the Rams 14-1, the Colts 17-1, the Broncos 18-1, the Chargers 18-1, the Commanders 22-1, and yeah, that's the top of the list. Bucks 18-1. I don't know. The point here is, I don't know who the best teams in the NFL are right now. The NFL is topsy-turvy.
This is what people wanted, right? They wanted parity. They wanted this. They wanted that anybody has a chance, except for a couple. There's still a couple teams. It's no offense. There's still a couple teams. There's no chance. But this is what people wanted. Rob is raising his hand.
Mine.
There's still. This is what people wanted. They wanted parity. They wanted to be able. It's not the same teams winning every year. And you know what? It very well could still be Kansas City and Philadelphia in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely could. There's a lot of football left, and the best teams obviously are going to be the teams that improve and figure it out as we get closer to the end of the year. But at the same time, we're six games deep. We're 6 of 17 games deep.
And a couple of the dominant AFC teams that are supposed to be the teams, like Buffalo, like Baltimore, they just do not look good. And I know it's injuries is a lot to do with it, but it's not everything. They just don't look good right now.
I think that's kind of the point, is the teams that we thought let's talk consensus. The consensus was the Buffalo Bills were winning the AFC East, right? That was the consensus. There's no chance. They're tied with the Patriots. Not just tied with the Patriots, they're actually not tied with the Patriots because the Patriots beat the Bills last weekend. They're both 4-2, but the Pats have the tiebreaker. They are on top of this division. And it's not like it's week three and there was a stumble out of the gate that threw all this into flux. They're 4-2. We're six games deep. We are a third of the way, more than a third of the way through the season. And they're on top. It was for sure. I'm not going to say consensus, but like overwhelmingly, the Baltimore Ravens were going to go win the North again. They're 1-5. The Steelers, 4-1. And I'll keep it a buck. The Steelers are 4-1. They look good. They don't look dominant. They're 4-1. They're on top of the division. They don't look dominant at 4-1. The Colts, I think this was probably the most split up division in terms of picks. You had a lot of people like Zoe went with the Texans. Your boy Rob Brown went with the Jags. You had a fistful of people that went with the Colts. The Jags and the Colts are one game apart from each other in that division right now. The AFC West, consensus just about. It's the Chiefs. They're third in that division behind the Chargers and the Broncos. The Broncos who just beat the Eagles, by the way. Like
That's a little deceptive because they haven't played each other too much.
At the end of the day, you're all playing NFL teams.
No, right? I mean, like this is in the division, they haven't played each other very much.
You're all playing NFL teams.
Right.
Like, this ain't college ball where it's like, well, we're 12-0. Yeah, but you're 12-0 in the Big 12.
I know. I'm just saying.
I get what you're saying. You're defending your squad. I respect.
They only played one team in the AFC West so far, and that was the
Chargers.
And
what happened?
They lost.
That's it. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Like, right. This NFL season is spectacular. Like, it's awesome. Because at this point, every game at least is compelling to the narrative. At this point, I do not think that you would have talked me into before last night, Rob Brown, you better scratch your plans and be ready for the big Buffalo-Atlanta contest. But now it's like, bro, can anybody beat anybody except the Saints who can't beat anybody? I go, well, they did. They beat the Giants who then turn around and beat the Eagles. What is the NFL right now? It's great. It's great. Every game matters.
There's a reason to watch just about every game.
It is. Yeah. Every game matters. Every game has at least an impact on the narrative right now. All right, we got a lot we're going to get into today, including a bunch of NFL breakdown. We've got to talk more college football. Carolina Gamecock fans, what do you expect to see out of your offense now with the first coaching change? With the offensive line getting a new bit of leadership. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. I'm Rob, he's Lonzo. The Rob Brown Show was on your radio. Let's go! It's the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We're going to ping around the NFL a lot today. We're going to talk quite a bit of NFL. We are going to talk some college football coming up in a little while because I would like to expound upon something that I said yesterday on the show, which is that game against LSU was very winnable for South Carolina. Like, it was very winnable. You stopped yourself from winning. And I want to circle back around to that later on. But we are going to talk a lot of NFL because I made the recognition last week that we have kind of, to some degree, eschewed the NFL to a degree. And, you know, as the Rob Brown Show is in all the sports show, I'd like to make sure that we're on top of the game.
That's been your word lately. It's
one of my favorites.
It's a good word.
It's a great word. It's a great word.
I don't know if it's a sports radio word, though.
You know, we're like, we are sophisticated. We are cultured. We are men of culture.
I mean, the people listening this early, they all know issue for sure. But you know,
100%.
People who get up at 8:30, they don't know that word.
To deliberately abstain from issue. It's a good word. Today's Merriam-Webster.com dictionary word of the day, Lonzo. Utopia. Utopia, today's word. An imaginary place in which the government laws and social conditions are perfect. A place of ideal perfection. Utopia. Feel free to work that
in. You mean like this program?
You know what? I would say that this program is indeed a utopia of sports talking. I would concur with that. So let's talk about the NFL MVP here for just a minute. Because I don't know who it is.
Baker!
But I know who right now, as far as I'm concerned,
that hurt.
I'll be the front runner. You just got to leave into it. You just got to lean into it. You just got to own it.
I did. I think I should have came from the diaphragm. I've never understood how to do that.
Now, with that being said, my belief would be that as we sit here on October 14th of 2025, and with the knowledge that the Most Valuable Player Award, much like the Heisman Trophy, is to some degree, no, it is a quarterback award. And it is, to some degree, a quarterback popularity contest. With that being said, these are the odds as of this beautiful morning. Great one. Right now, you know who I think it is? Right now, who's the front runner for the Most Valuable Player if I wanted to go pop a bet down on our friends at BetMGM's website? Who's the front runner this moment?
I think I just said who I think it is.
And that's who I thought it was too. If I was to tell you it's not Baker Mayfield, which I will because it's not Baker Mayfield. Who's next? Who's next?
I don't know. I mean, I would say, you know, Danny Dimes, but it's not.
Not only is it not Danny Dimes,
it's probably a running back.
It is not.
Wow.
It is a quarterback. In fact, of the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys.
It can't still be Josh Allen, is it?
It is not Josh Allen.
Okay, wow.
He is second. Shortest odds. Who's number one? You're overthinking this.
It's not Patrick Mahomes.
It is Patrick Mahomes.
Weird.
This is part of the reason.
Although he's been playing really, really well. It's not. I
wouldn't disagree.
I got problems with the defense.
I wouldn't disagree. Well, hang on just a second. I agree. I got problems with their defense too, but let's not pretend the Chiefs offense is a well-oiled machine right now. They got issues.
Well, they've improved every week, and guess who comes back this week?
I didn't say they haven't been improved.
Okay.
Let's not pretend they're a juggernaut right now. They might be at the end of the year, second.
I said Patrick Mahomes is playing really well. That's all I said.
Mahomes is playing fine.
But he's not going to win it because he's in that Michael Jordan, once you win an MVP a couple of times that you're probably not going to win it again.
Not according to Las Vegas. Patrick Mahomes, not just the shortest odds. He's 2-1.
Huh.
2-1. 2-1. Now, for those of you.
I don't know who's, quarterback play. I don't know who's playing better. I mean, statistic-wise, there probably is someone. I don't know. But if you take Patrick, what is the definition of MVP? If you take that player off the team, can that team win without him? And in this case, probably not.
So, yes, that is, I'm good with that being the definition of MVP.
I mean, you could say the same thing in Baltimore, but they couldn't win with Lamar, and now they can't win without him. So
fine. Lamar's not anywhere close to the top of the list, and he shouldn't be. You are correct. It is. Let me take that back. This is a fight that we had on the show a few weeks ago, and I don't even remember what the conversation was about, what MVP award we were talking about at that moment in time. But I made the argument then, and I'll make the argument now, that about half of the country approaches MVP incorrectly. About half of the country. And here's what I mean. There's two ways to approach your MVP thoughts. The first is you treat it as the best player award. You treat it as the best player award. This trophy goes to the best player in their spot. And then there is the correct way to discuss, which is to put the emphasis on the word valuable in the phrase most valuable player. Most valuable player, to me, should go to the player who is the most valuable to their team. As in, if that player was removed, this team would be hurt the most by it. Well, the NFL is a quarterback-driven league. That's not a theory. That's not subjective. That's just a fact. It's a quarterback-driven league. So, I understand the argument that it is more likely than not in a quarterback-driven league, where at any given moment, there's really only ever 3 to 5 top quarterbacks, maximum 3 to 5. And more often, it's really like 2 or 3 top quarterbacks. And everybody else has got to have other guys across the entire starting 22 pick it up when you do not have a top man at quarterback. But even if we go with that, I'm still looking at the value the quarterback provides. And if we go with it's a combination of the value you provide and the team's got to win. Now, I do think a player can be the most valuable on a bad team. I think we talked about this, Nikola Jokic for the Denver Nuggets. Different sport, I am aware. Premise remains the same. We had on BetMGM Network last year, in the run-up to the NBA playoffs, when we were really getting into the discussion about the NBA MVP award. I had a gentleman on from Denver on our Saturday morning show. And we were talking to him about Nikola Jokic's ability to win another MVP. And we were talking about voter fatigue and why voter fatigue is dumb and bad and I hate it. And he said, do you know why Nikola Jokic is the MVP? And I said, why is that, random guy in Denver who covers his team? He said, because I will tell you, as a fan, as a reporter who covers the team, and as a lifelong fan of the Denver Nuggets, without Nikola Jokic, this is not even a wild card team. Without Nikola Jokic, this team is drafting top 10 in the NFL or in the NBA next year. Without Nikola Jokic, this team is maybe a 30-40 win team without him. With him, they're a 50-plus win team who is going to the playoffs as a top seed. Without him, they're not only not going to the playoffs. Without him, they're drafting in the lottery next year. That's how bad it is. Mahomes and the Chiefs are 3-3 and in third place in their division. Baker Mayfield and the Bucs are 5-1, running away with that division, beating everybody right now, and he is the third shortest odds behind 3-3 Patrick Mahomes, 4-2 Josh Allen, who lost to the Pats and the Falcons in back-to-back weeks and ain't first place in the division that he was a consensus pick to win.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but I'm a Chiefs fan. I'm actually, look at the back of my shirt.
He's literally wearing a Mahomes shirt right now.
And who did I pick for MVP?
It's got to be Baker.
Right. It's Baker. I don't understand that. And when I'm saying that Mahomes is playing really well, he is. But MVP right now is Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield 3.5 to 1. Behind Mahomes at 2 to 1. Josh Allen at +275. Baker Mayfield +350. You ready for what's even more fun? Mahomes 2 to 1, Allen +275, Baker Mayfield 3.5 to 1. Jared Goff has the 4th shortest odds at 15 to 1.
That's a little bit of a jump there.
That's a cliff. That is a Bugs Bunny run off the side, hold up a sign saying "uh-oh" and fall off the cliff. Jared Goff 15 to 1, Matt Stafford 16 to 1, Jordan Love 18 to 1, Drake May 18 to 1. Justin Herbert, 20 to 1. 20 to 1. Danny Dimes, 30 to 1. The drop from Baker to Goff, 3 to 4, is only slightly less impactful than the drop from Herbert to Jones. For the rest, just in case you're curious, Lamar Jackson, 35 to 1. Jaden Daniels 40 to 1, same with Dak Prescott. Sam Darnold 50 to 1, Jalen Hurts 66 to 1, Aaron Rodgers 80 to 1, Trevor Lawrence and Caleb Williams 100 to 1. Bijan Robinson, after what he did last night, I'd say he might be the best player in the NFL that nobody says is the best player in the NFL. Just to give you a hint, every guy we've said so far, all quarterbacks, where's Bijan Robinson today? 150 to 1. Daddy might go drop a tenner on Bijan Robinson
right now.
Are
there any defensive players on there?
Curious. Looking down the line, Puka Nacua, Jahmyr Gibbs. Aiden Hutchinson, first defensive player, 250 to 1. It's an MVP. It should be called the MVQB award from now on. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and you talking some Ash Football League on the radio program this morning. The NFL's wild right now, dude. It's just wild right now. So we had two games last night in Monday Night Football. And at the conclusion of those two games, and I will go ahead and acknowledge, I was not as locked in on these two games as I ordinarily am on Monday nights, because we had both AL and NLCS games going on last night at the same time. And we will get into those series a little bit later on. One of them might be a series. The other one already isn't. Seattle goes to, who are they playing? Toronto. No.
I hit the wrong button. I was trying to hit this.
Bro.
Because you were
struggling there for a second.
Yeah.
Seattle goes through Toronto. Remember, it is a best of seven, but it is a 2-3-2 format. Two games at the top seed, three games at the lower seed, and then 6-7 at the top seed. So, Seattle goes to Toronto and takes both games, meaning that Seattle needs to win two of three at their own crib to put the series away. If they drop one of them, they're fine. If they drop two, then they'll have one to win two in Toronto to wrap up the series. On the flip side, let me tell you why I'm afraid of the Dodgers right now. It's not, this is very quick, then I'm coming back to the NFL. I'm afraid about the Dodgers right now because for a team that is built on chicks dig the long ball, for a team that is built on going and bringing their big dongs all over America, this team is winning a bunch of 2-1 ball games. This team is winning a bunch of 1-0 ball games. This team is winning a bunch of 1-run ball games. If that team, again, comprised primarily of a bunch of dudes with big dongs, just hitting homers everywhere, can go win a bunch of 2-1, 3-2, 1-0 games, they're deadly, dude. They're deadly. We'll come back to baseball later on in the show. But I was not as locked in on the two Monday Night Football games last night as I ordinarily am. I will circle back around today and do a little film study on these two games. But based on what I saw, the two teams that I think we would have expected to be your two winners last night, that would have been the Bills on the road at Atlanta and the Commanders over the Bears, would have been my picks for straight up winners last night. I would have gone 0 for 2. And yet, they both lost. Granted, in very different ways. The Bills were just off last night. But the thing is, that's 2 weeks in a row. Because remember, they lost to the Patriots last weekend, and they looked bad in that game. And I would take you back 1 week before that. The week before that, the Bills played the Saints, and they did not look good against New Orleans. New Orleans was in that game for 3.5 quarters before Buffalo finally broke it open down the stretch. So, I don't know what to make of the Bills right now. Now, I do have some thoughts, the first of which is that defense is paper thin. I mean, just wet paper towel thin right now. Bijan Robinson, who? Let me be abundantly clear. I love Bijan Robinson. I wish he played for anybody but Atlanta, right? Like, as a Saints fan, I wish he played for anybody but Atlanta so that I could enjoy him without hating his football team all the time. I wish he was doing this in Seattle. I wish he was doing this in, I was going to say Cleveland, but I take solace in the misery of Cleveland fans as well. Bijan Robinson's a dog. Bijan Robinson is absolutely killing it right now. In his last five games, he's only had one where he went for under 75 yards. He rushed for only 24 yards on 12 carries all the way back on September 7th in the season opener against Tampa Bay. Since then, 143, 72, but averaged 5.5 yards a carry. 75 against Washington, averaged 4.4 a carry. And last night, 170 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Oh, and if that wasn't enough for you, Bijan also had 6 grabs for 68 yards as well. Drake London is going to catch later on today a award. 10 catches, 158 yards, and a touchdown. Michael Penix Jr., 20 of 32, 250, and a tutty on his stat line as well. Atlanta's not a bad football team. This is part of the reason that I said coming into the year, I absolutely will not be shocked if Atlanta wins the NFC South. I'm not going to pick them to, because I will not pick them to until they do and they change the entire narrative that floats around that football team. But I wouldn't be shocked if they do. They've got a good offense. They've got the dudes. If Michael Penix Jr. is a dude, they've got the dudes. Looked like a dude last night. That being said, Buffalo's defense is atrocious right now. And I was having the conversation with a buddy of mine last night, buddy of the show, Jack, who is a big Bills guy. And I know we got a lot of Bills fans in the audience around here. So if any of you Bills Mafia are listening, 844-326-3663, I would like to give you an opportunity not to talk to Lonzo, to talk to me about what is going on with your football team. Because this team is built right now with a ton of offensive firepower.
Call it and cry. Come on. Come on. Call it and cry.
I got to tell you, that's a lot of talk from a 3-3 team, pal. That's a lot of talk for a team that doesn't have as many wins as Buffalo does. Maybe not the time for a Chiefs fan, yeah?
By the way, you can't stop me.
No, I know I can't.
I don't care.
I can't say I can't.
My team could be winless right now, and I'm still going to make fun of Buffalo.
Okay. I mean, hey, it is what
just
it is.
Just like, until they take it away, I'm going to do this. That's just who I am.
Ain't okay? No hate like football hate. The Bills have a paper-thin defense right now, and I think we have hit a point of the season. If I can take you back to, I was going to say last year in the playoffs, I think I could say the last 3 years in the playoffs for the Buffalo Bills. I've had the same take about this football team in all 3 years. And that take on this football team in all 3 years has been, if you are coming into games and the expectation is, worry not, have no fear, for the great one, Josh Allen, is here. Ba, 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 ba. You're going to lose. And that's true about anybody. It's true about Lamar. It's true about Mahomes. It's true about Josh Allen. It's true about Baker Mayfield. If you come into a game and your team plays like booty cheeks because you have the mentality of, welp, we'll just ask Josh Allen, or Patty Mack, or Baker Mayfield. Sorry, Baker! Since I'm doing the nickname wagon right now, we'll just ask our guy to put his underoos on the outside and tie on his cape and save us, Joshua. You're going to have a bad time. Because if nobody else is able to open up the floor for that guy to then do the things that that guy does, you're screwed, bro. Like, that is what happened to the Chiefs in their 3 losses. Nobody else was doing, and granted, again, much like Detroit right now, same situation. A lot of game-impacting injuries. Detroit's got like 8 defensive guys that are out right now. Same with the Ravens. That's why I got the can't spill cup going now, Zoe.
Yeah, I think if there's a way for no, please.
Well, I can't
don't.
If I do it that.
Yeah, don't do
point.
That.
The Detroit Lions right now. The Detroit Lions, same situation. The Ravens right now, same situation. The Ravens in their last 2 losses have had a minimum of 6 defensive starters unavailable. There are problems. And when you have that many guys that are out, it crosses from the land of excuses into the land of reasons. If you are missing six starters, that's a reason you lose. You can hit me all day with the platitude of next man up. But if you're the next man up, you're the next man up because you ain't the man, dog. I'm trying to make your team look better.
By the way, we weren't even talking about my team. My team
no, we are talking about your team. We're talking about the Lions. We're talking about the Ravens.
We're talking about what happened to Buffalo last night, I thought.
We're talking about that. I'm talking about everybody in the NFL. There are a lot of teams
right
now.
Sounds like you're trying to deflect off the fact that Buffalo's not very good.
No, see, you're taking the opportunity to dunk on Buffalo. That's fine, but your team's in the same boat.
Nah, they're not.
This is the same. If somebody came in here this morning and said all the same things about your team, they'd still be true, and you'd get upset about it.
I don't
be like, oh, everybody's hating on us.
Why is this about me?
But you're making it about you. You're dunking on the Bills.
I have never in my life made things about me.
You're dunking on the Bills. Right now, when it's a segment about your team and the Ravens and the Lions and the Bills and the Packers and a lot of other teams that aren't where we thought they would be coming up on halfway through the season. So
dunking on a team that you don't like, that's football, baby.
I don't disagree.
That's what you do.
But this is one of those spots where we separate from Rob Brown's not a fan, Lonzo is a fan. Like, this ain't a fan take. This is an analyst take. Like, this ain't a fan take. This is a, here's what's happening, objectively.
You know what it could sound like, that there's a team that was projected to do really well. They did not last night. And so you group them in with a bunch of other teams to try to lessen the fact that they are not living up to expectations. Those other teams may be, but those teams played Sunday, and we're talking about the teams who played on Monday.
But it's all part and parcel.
Is it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's every team that sucked. In week six.
You would think that you would take the opportunity. Wait.
Your team didn't suck in week six. Your team played well
in
week
six. Wait. I get it. I understand why this is taking. Because Atlanta won. Mm-hmm. That's what this is. That's because you hate Atlanta. Atlanta won. They beat Buffalo.
No, see, again.
So you don't want
to.
Okay.
Your inability to not take off your fan cap doesn't mean I have that inability.
All right.
That's my bread and butter. That's my pride and joy. That's
You're
my baby boy.
You're the only one wearing a hat in the room. I'm just saying.
It's a metaphorical hat. So, with that being said, I think a good part of the reason that the NFL looks as wonky as it looks right now, and there is not a clear separation from anybody to anybody. I mean, yes, we know the teams that are at the bottom of the barrel. We know the teams that aren't going to do anything. All right, now you are making it. Now you are going too far. Now it is personal.
Well, that's what you were doing.
Yes, my team sucks. We all know it. We know my team sucks. We know the Giants. Well, actually, I was going to say, do we know the Giants suck right now?
We don't.
They're 2-4, but we don't know they suck.
They are the most entertaining 2-4 team out there.
Yeah, they're 2-4. The Bears don't suck, as I tried to tell you. The Bears don't suck. They don't suck. They just won last night. Uh-huh. If you're going based on the what happened last night's the priority, the Bears just beat the Commanders.
They did.
And the Commanders are a good football team.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are. They're 3-3 just like your team.
Why do you always come back to that? I just don't.
Here are the teams that suck right now. The Dolphins suck. The Jets suck. The Ravens suck. The Browns suck. And again, I want to be very clear.
All right, who's the worst team in the NFL? I asked earlier
the
best.
The Jets.
Okay.
The Jets.
Right. I think we can agree on
the Jets. The teams that suck. The Dolphins suck. The Jets suck. The Ravens suck. But let's see what happens when Lamar comes back. Because, yes, while one guy cannot go win you games, they can help a lot.
That hamstring looks really bad. That might be season-ending.
Yeah, I think at this point it's fair to say, no, he's banged up. If you want to say he walked out of the Chiefs game, that's fine. To miss two more weeks after it, no, he's banged up. But we'll see if that changes. The Browns suck. I don't think the Texans suck, but they're not good. The Titans suck. They fired Brian Callahan yesterday, which we're going to talk about later because yet another rookie quarterback sees the franchise stink and ate all the blame for it. The Raiders stink. Like, the Cowboys are 2-3. Are they a bad team? They just lost to Carolina, but I don't think Carolina's a bad team. I don't think they're good, but I don't think they're a bad team.
Wow, that counts. They're not bad, but they're not good.
They're 3-3.
What's in between good and bad, okay?
I mean, I don't know. But I think that's where the Cowboys are. I think right now, and this is a compliment for the record, I think that's where the Giants are. I don't think there's anybody in the NFC North that's bad. The only team out of the NFC South that's bad is the Saints. And, you know, I I think the Cardinals are bad at 2-4. Everybody in the West is 4-2. Like, we don't have a... There's a lot of teams at the bottom, but there's nobody that has just separated themselves from the pack. And I think that is beginning to... It is unlike college football, where we're starting to see the pecking order take shape halfway through the season. We're not quite halfway through the season with the NFL, but there's no pecking order at the top. There's none. There's a big group of, these teams might be good, and then a bunch more teams of, these teams might also be good. You know what will be good, definitely and for sure? Lonzo Sports Flash.
I don't know. I feel like I've been trod upon for the last 10 minutes for some reason. Chicago Bears now 3-2 with a 25-24 win over the Commanders. The Bears trailed by 2 with 3 minutes left when the Commanders fumbled a handoff near midfield. Caleb Williams led a drive that led to a Jake Moody 38-yard walk-off field goal. The Atlanta Falcons are 3-2 after a 24-14 win over Buffalo. Michael Penix Jr. went 20 of 32 for 250 and a touchdown, while Bijan Robinson carried 19 times for 170 yards and a touchdown, and added 68 receiving yards. Josh Allen threw 2 touchdowns, but was picked off twice, including a late-game takeaway that sealed the Falcons' win. Seattle Mariners are up 2-0 in the ALCS after a 10-3 win over Toronto. Logan Gilbert gave up all 3 runs in just 3 innings. Seattle got 3 run homers from Jorge Polanco and Jorge Rodriguez, and a 2-run shot from Josh Naylor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.